Welcome to the Beacon broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church in Burlington, North Carolina, featuring expositional Bible teaching by Pastor Greg Barkman. If you'd like to correspond with the Beacon broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201, or find us on the web at beaconbaptist.com. BeaconBaptist.com. The Beacon broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. Now, with today's message from God's Word, here is Greg Barkman.
One thing you will learn if you study the first epistle of John, as we have been doing over a good many months now, and we are just about to conclude chapter 4, and that leaves, of course, just one chapter to go. But one thing you will learn if you study the first epistle of John is that John is one of the most blunt of all the apostles, one of the most blunt of all the New Testament authors. I'm not saying he is the most blunt, but I'm certainly saying he's one of the most. Sometimes we have this idea of John that he's just a very mild-mannered, easygoing person, because everybody has heard that John is the apostle of love, and that's true. That's a correct title. That's a wonderful way to identify John, and we've seen that in this epistle, that so far we are just finishing up chapter 4, and in these four chapters, three of them have extended sections on the topic of love. Chapter 2, chapter 3, and chapter 4. And the one in chapter 4 takes up nearly the whole chapter. So yes, it's accurate to say that John is the apostle of love, but what is also accurate is to realize that John's view of love is not the sentimental one that most Americans have. Just to say that John is the apostle of love does not accurately describe him. He is the apostle of love. But he deals with all different aspects of love. And you've heard the phrase, tough love? That wouldn't be a bad description for the Apostle John. John is the apostle of love, but John is the apostle of tough love. And what do I mean by that? Well, the text we're looking at right now, in 1 John 4, verse 20, reads, "If someone says, 'I love God,' and hates his brother, he is a liar." Now that's blunt. That's tough. I don't know that all preachers would be willing to say that. But if you did, all you'd be doing is quoting Scripture. I know a lot of Christians who would be squeamish about making a statement like that. But if you did, all you would be doing would be copying the Apostle John, the Apostle of Love. So maybe we need to adjust our ideas about love. And John will help us do that as we study what he has to say about that subject. And that's what we are doing on the Beacon broadcast. Thank you for joining me on this Wednesday, November 28. Many thanks to those whose financial gifts keep us teaching on this station. We are so grateful for your help. Well, back to the verse. If someone says, "I love God," that's a Christian profession. We talked about it yesterday in the broadcast. That really, in essence, is the same as saying, "I'm a Christian. I'm a believer in Jesus Christ. I love God." It goes back to the statement of the verse in front of it. We love him because he first loved us. And that's an acknowledgement that God's love changes those that he loves. And we love him because he first loved us. It brings about a change in our heart. Men and women, fallen sons of and daughters of Adam, sinners as we are, do not naturally love God. And so if anyone truly loves God, it's because of God's love to him and God's powerful love, God's overcoming love, God's invasive love in his heart. Therefore, for someone to say, "I love God," is to say that text belongs to me. We love him because he first loved us. I'm one of those that God loved in such a way as to change my heart and make me love him. It's a profession of faith. If anyone says, I love God. But it is followed by a sober reality. This Christian profession is followed up by these words. If someone says, I love God, and hates his brother, he is a liar. Now, that's strong language. But it's Bible. The sober reality is that there is a heart condition here that contradicts the profession. It's easy to say something that may not be true. It's easy to profess something that is not real. It's easy to use words that do not represent reality. Words are cheap. And if someone says, I love God, but the reality is he hates his brother, then he is a liar. And that phrase, hates his brother, is a statement that reflects the true heart condition of some people who say, I love God. This is not saying that everybody who says, I love God, fits into this category. Thank God for that. Wouldn't we all be in trouble? But there are some that fit into this category. May you not be one of those. May I not be one of those. But there are some who do this. And I may be talking to some, probably am talking to some on the broadcast today. If someone says, or we could say if anyone says, and I could make it more personal and say, if you say, I love God and yet hate your brother, you are a liar. John is talking about someone who professes love but manifests hate. And what is hate? Well, in some respects, it's the opposite of love. To not love. He who says, I love God, and does not love his brother. There is no godly love, no active love, no agape love. I hope I don't have to go back and explain the meaning of agape love again. But this divine love, this intentional love, this love of volition, this love that decides to love and to help people on the basis of that choice to love. And so if anyone says, I love God, but does not love his brother, hates his brother, there is no godly love that is being exercised toward his brothers, the ones that he professes to be his brothers. Obviously, if he's a liar, then these aren't truly his brothers because he's not truly born again. But he says they are by his profession of faith. He says, I'm part of the family of God and all other Christians are my brothers, but there's no exercise of godly love, active love, intentional love, unconditional love, agape love toward his brother. There's no interest or effort on his part to help a brother in need when that is appropriate. His words and actions toward his brother actually are hurtful words and actions, not beneficial ones. He says, I love God, but when it comes to the family of God, other Christians that he says he's one of, he doesn't have any love for them. Doesn't have any strong desire to be with them, doesn't have any desire to help them. Primarily, his actions toward them are hurtful, not helpful, are hateful, not loving, especially his words. We've all known people like that. I'm thinking of some in the history of our church. How much it hurts even now to think about some of these occasions, and some of them go back 20, 30 years. But I'm thinking of one particular man who was very active in the church, even became a deacon in the church, and yet was undermining, and was cutting people down, and was gossiping and slandering and being destructive in the church. And eventually his behavior came to light. It was uncovered, and he moved on when people began to realize that he was not what he professed to be. And his life subsequent to that has manifested no evidence of salvation. When he went on from here, he went to another church for a while, but he's not in church now anywhere. And if you could see his life outwardly from a worldly standpoint, it's reasonably successful. In fact, some would consider it wonderfully successful, to be the kind of success that some people would envy for themselves from a worldly standpoint. But when you look at details of his life and home and family and children, you realize that the evidence of a lost man pretending to be a Christian is written all over that scenario. And yet it still hurts. I still cannot think about that man without having some fond and warm memories, because there was a time when he was among us and we thought he was one of us and we loved him, and still do, for that matter. And that's just one that comes to mind. I could rehearse others, let them go through my mind and try to describe them in rather general terms, but I'll not do that. You get the idea. I think you know what I'm talking about. We've all known people like that. And this is a warning. This is a warning. A profession is not enough. There are some who have a Christian profession who say, "I love God," but the sober reality is that they are a liar. They say they love God, but they hate their brother. And they manifest their hatred by their destructive behavior. Loving behavior builds up. It edifies. It helps. It does what it can to benefit the ones that it loves. And Christians love God and love others. Christians especially love the brotherhood. They love other Christians. Christians are in the business of edifying, building up, helping others around them. But when you see someone who is cutting other people down regularly with their vicious tongue, slandering, sowing discord among the brethren, being destructive in the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, then you are looking at a description, or looking at the reality of one who is described here in verse 20. If someone says, "I love God," but hates his brother, that's what we're talking about. And this makes it very plain. Somebody who says that, but says he loves God, but he acts in this way, is a liar. Is that language too blunt? Is it too rude? Is it too insulting? Well, then take that up with the Apostle John. Oh, no, even go higher. Take that up with the Holy Spirit of God. And this actually turns out to be rather typical Johannine language. We've seen it before, chapter 1, verse 6, chapter 2, verse 4, chapter 2, verse 22. I don't have time left on the broadcast today to go back to those verses. But he's a liar. And what does it mean to be a liar? It means to say that which is not true, to say that which is the opposite of the truth. If anyone says, "I love God," and hates his brother, he's not telling the truth. His Christian profession is a sham. This is one of those times when John is doing exactly what the Bible tells us to do, speaking the truth in love. It's not unloving to tell the truth. Now, if you do it with the intention of helping, and you're not helping people when you fail to be honest with them and tell them the truth. They need to hear the truth for their good, for the benefit of their soul. And that's what John is doing, and we must learn to do the same. Until tomorrow, Greg Barkman saying good day. May God give you his eternal peace.